With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker, a pardoned Capitol rioter now in trouble for allegedly threatening to kill a leading member of Congress.
A man whose convictions for storming the U.S. Capitol were erased by President Donald Trump's mass pardons has been arrested on a charge that he threatened to kill New York Democrat and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Christopher P. Moynihan is accused of sending a text message that read, quote, "I cannot allow this terrorist to live." Moynihan also wrote that Jeffries must be eliminated and texted, "I will kill him for the future." To extremists, Jeffries said,
"You better watch how you talk when you talk about me."
Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
And disturbing images of in New York of a woman who is now wanted for questioning that after a baby girl with her umbilical cord still attached was abandoned in a subway station. Police asking for the public's help to identify the woman who is seen on a 2-second video clip carrying something that is bundled up. Despite gloom and doom predictions about the impact of tariffs, one of the big three automakers offers a somewhat better financial outlook. Here's Rich Thomason.
General Motors anticipates a smaller-than-feared impact from tariffs, and the automaker is boosting its full-year adjusted earnings forecast as its third-quarter performance topped Wall Street's expectations. General Motors reduced its expectations for the full-year gross impact from tariffs to a range of $3.5 billion to $4.5 billion. Its previous guidance was for $4 billion to $5 billion. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Experts say France's royal jewels may be gone forever after that heist at the Louvre. The jewels dating back to the 16th century were, for the most part, major symbols of France's wealth and power. This is SRN News. ChatGPT will now offer pornography.
OpenAI, the company that owns the popular chatbot, says it will be able to, quote, engage in erotica for verified adults. Since becoming available 3 years ago, ChatGPT has banned mature content. But now CEO Sam Altman says his company is, quote, not the elected moral police of the world. The announcement that ChatGPT will be providing smut comes even as parents are expressing concerns about how their children are using the device already. Michael Harrington reporting.
A U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom blasting China in a series of detentions. The Communist Party rounding up pastors around the country in recent weeks, along with some of their parishioners. Clergymen lead house churches, groups of believers meeting and worship in private homes. The commission says we call on the U.S. government put pressure on Beijing. This is SRN News. Well, this year's World Series matchup is all set. It'll be the Dodgers and the Blue Jays.
Shohei Ohtani leads LA with standout performances coming off a sweep of Milwaukee in the NL Championship Series and speaking through interpreter Will Ireton.
I think it's going to be really important for us to be able to have that kind of game edge.
Blue Jays star Vladimir Guerrero Jr. says through interpreter Hector LeBron that he's ready for his World Series debut.
Every series is a challenge. I mean, I know they have great players, so on the field, it's when everything matters.
Toronto hopes to secure its first title since back-to-back championships in 1992 and 93. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Game one Friday night in Toronto. Auction House will sell off a wide variety of Gene Hackman's possessions. They include a Golden Globe, a wristwatch, and numerous paintings. More details at srnnews.com.